Thank you for joining us on Easy's Community Focus, where we look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. One of the things that got lost during the pandemic, this is still ongoing, is our art and culture scene. It's been very difficult to present programs when people cannot be together. But gradually, the different art and culture centers are starting to figure out ways that they can seat people or bring people in smaller groups so that we can still enjoy the best of South Florida. Now, at this time last year, prior to COVID-19, things were just getting underway with the plans for Art Fort Lauderdale on the Water, an event put together by a gentleman named Evan Snow, who has become a real mover in the art and environment world with his Thousand Mermaids project, where they're actually building coral reefs that are shaped like mermaids. So bringing in Louise Irvin, who is the curator at the Wiener Museum of Decorative Arts. Louise, how did you get to be the opening day of Fort Lauderdale Art and Design Week?
Well, we worked very closely with Evan on our last live event on Halloween when we had an event called The Mermaid Tale. We were focused on all the fantasy mermaids in the collection, and we had the good fortune to meet a real live mermaid,
who's
also known as Alexandra Barth in her day job.
Okay.
She's a marine biologist. And so Evan, as you know, is involved in the Thousand Mermaids project,
right,
which is all about creating a sort of underworld mermaid sculpture park and helping to conserve the coral reefs in Florida. So it's been a very worthy cause. And so he was involved in our event in October 31st. And leading on from that, we said, well, we'll be involved when you do Fort Lauderdale Art and Design Week. And then, of course, it's a little different from previous years because it's not the art on the water kind
right.
of structure that he had. And so because we were open and we could do a live event, we thought, well, we should program it so we can, you know, be first out of the starting box and hopefully people will come along. And for those who can't come along, our goal is by later in the week to have some of the event, or at least the feel and flavor of the event, on our website so that people can enjoy it virtually.
What's so nice is that you've taken what you normally do, which is working with the fired arts, and you've incorporated it into the whole theme. So your opening day, fantasy, fashion, and fun in the fired arts. That right off the bat, just the name makes me want to go. yeah. And within that, you have a couple of, you know, special exhibits.
Yes, we do. One of the great surprises and joys in December was that Yadro, the porcelain company in Spain that people are very familiar with, the beautiful figurines that they make.
Yes.
They decided to donate to us this most amazing chandelier that's filled with dancing porcelain fairies. It's called the Niagara, and inspired by the waterfall, the fairies dance in twinkling lights in like a semblance of a waterfall. So we moved and installed the fairy chandelier into our Fantastique exhibition, where it's transformed the show and it's the centerpiece of that show. And so we thought it would be fun to create a sort of lighting ceremony on the 16th to start showing it to the public. And we had the good fortune also to meet local artist Dave Rosenthal. Dave's a multidisciplinary artist, and he was visiting the museum as we were setting up the chandelier. And he was so inspired by it that he's composed some music to surround the lighting ceremony.
How exciting.
So that's exciting that we're going to have an original piece of music to accompany the lights.
So yeah.
That kicks off the very beginning of the day. And then it goes on from there. It gets more and more fun as we go through the day. The other artist that we have that we're celebrating that through the fair is a lady called Chelsea Russo. She's been associated with WMOTA for some years now. She was formerly a professor at Fort Lauderdale Art School, College of Art and Design in Fort Lauderdale, which sadly is no more, but
right.
Chelsea's gone on from strength to strength. And as well as being a very talented fashion designer who had a really successful New York fashion career before moving to Florida. When she came down here, she became more focused on her glass art. And she works with a type of glass art, which is kiln-formed. But what's become very distinctive and interesting about her work is that she makes wearable glass. In other words, little bikini tops or corsets or other sort of interesting creations that are made entirely of glass. It's amazing to see, and it's amazing to think about it, really, and to see how comfortable the models all say it is. I haven't actually tried one personally. She doesn't make them in my size. But she and I have a joke that one day we're both going to be decked out in her corsets. But I'm leaving it right now to the beautiful young women that come and model on our runway shows that we've had here and wear her exquisite glass creations. So we have a She's doing a customized design for this event, and she's going to create a new glass top for Ranu, who's our mermaid in residence now, also known as Alexandra. So she's going to unveil her latest creation at the event, and then Ranu, our mermaid, will be modeling it.
It sounds like just a whole fantasy day between mermaids and fairies and wearable glass.
Mm-hmm. And there's another element, too, because of the sharks. Somebody actually pointed out recently that it was a bit like the Wizard of Oz, sort of mermaids and sharks. What else? Fairies and what else have we got going on? But no, the sharks come into it because Ranu, alias Alex, is actually a specialist in sharks and shark conservation. And she actually prefers to call herself a mer shark rather than a mermaid.
Oh, that's funny.
Because her tail is inspired by a whale shark, and it so has all the starry patterns of a whale shark. So Chelsea's looked and studied those patterns, and that's what she's translating into the customized bikini top for Ranu. So we're looking forward to seeing that, and then Chelsea can talk about her work. It's really amazing how she gets the glass to mold around the female form and can customize it to many different shapes and sizes. So that's really fun. And then Ranu herself is going to talk about her work in shark conservation, but she has a fun way of engaging particularly kids, younger and the young at heart, with her stories of what it's like to be a mermaid. And but this time she's doing a little story called The Monkey and the Shark, which is actually an old African folktale, which worked really well with our ceramic art exhibit of Ardmore from South Africa. So she's going to be telling about this mischievous monkey meeting a shark, which will then segue into the more serious side of the science. But should be a lot of fun for younger audiences with our activities and so on. And it also allows people to see our Ardmore exhibition, which has been a great hit, A Safari for the Soul. And so they can enjoy all the African art from the Zulu ceramic creators that we have on display, and then, you know, can go around and see all the different elements. So we're kind of doing it in three sections. We're doing from 10 to 12. There'll be that program that I've more or less outlined, and then all repeat from 12 to 2 with a new audience, and then all repeat from 2 to 4 with a new audience. And that way we want to get around any issues with people trying to crowd in or, you know, become too close to either the guests or each other.
Right. Do you need people to make reservations so you can ensure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if they want to do it online, they can do so through Eventbrite, and the pre-booked time tickets are available in the time slot that they choose. Or they can call the museum and we will take credit card details and their appointment time. But that's the best way to do it, because we don't know for anybody who chooses to walk in whether we'll be able to accommodate them, because first come, first serve will be the pre-booked tickets.
Now, the Safari for the Soul exhibit, I was fascinated by that. And that's been running for since December, I believe, or earlier.
Mm-hmm. Just a bit earlier than that. We opened in November with that exhibit, and we've managed to extend it. We only had part of it for a short time, but we've managed to create an extension because it's the first time we've actually had any pieces of Ardmore to sell at the museum. The dealer who represents Ardmore in this country allowed us to sell some of the work and the proceeds to benefit the Wiener Museum. So we've just refreshed that show because obviously pieces have sold, and it's kind of like a changing exhibition in that little selling part. But as you know from your previous visits, Ellen, we do have a spectacular Ardmore collection, which is always permanently part of our galleries here at WMODA. So it's a combination. The safari, if you like, will take you through the little selling component and also through the permanent gallery to reveal all the work that's done by the Ardmore ceramicists in South Africa, one of the most popular exhibits. So we keep switching it about at the museum with lots of different themes and displays. And what I love also is all the work we're doing now with artists in our community in Fort Lauderdale and also in Miami. We're working with a number of artists in glass and in ceramics. And that's a fun part of what we can do. So we're not just about the fired arts of the past, but about keeping those media alive and well in the present day. So that's part of what we're very proud of at WMODA.
You've really worked at evolving to accommodate some very difficult times and to keep the audiences coming and make the presentations available to people and make sure that art is still here in the community. And I congratulate you and your supporters who are helping you continue to go. Are you still doing events at the, I mean, other than like these special events, but you know, you had been holding parties and that sort of thing. Are you able to do that during the pandemic?
Not at the moment. Okay. No, we're sort of limiting group sizes, and we don't offer our sort of very popular docent-led tours around the museum right now, again, because we don't want people to, you know, of unrelated parties to be mingling too closely. So we're not proceeding with those, but we've worked hard at having other ways of engaging visitors when they're here. And one of the fun things we've had going is sort of trivia trails around the museum. So people currently, they can go on a mermaid quest and find all the mermaids that are on display throughout the whole museum. And that's been engaging audiences of all ages. Absolutely. So we're trying to keep the kind of engagement and the fun element of it. And we're very grateful to our patron and benefactor, Arthur Wiener, who has helped sustain us through these very trying times. Arthur is a passionate collector of ceramics and glass and has wanted to share his passions with other people, hence the coming about of the museum. Right. And he has managed to keep us going through these difficult times. But we're all hoping for better times ahead.
I'm telling you.
Return of our visitors.
So it's the first day, January 16th, opening day of Fort Lauderdale Art and Design Week, and the opening day event at the Wiener Museum of Decorative Arts called Fantasy, Fashion, and Fun in the Fired Arts with your Yadro Lights Up WMODA, Fashion and the Fired Arts, and Fantasy, Art, and Science, and of course the ongoing exhibit. When's the final day to see A Safari for the Soul?
Actually, the following Saturday, January 23rd, for the little selling component of it. But as I mentioned, we do have a wonderful ongoing exhibition of Ardmore. So we'll still be very focused on Ardmore. And we've also, which I didn't mention, got some wonderful fabrics that Ardmore have designed. And so we're displaying a wide range of their fabric designs, their pillows and table linens and so on, which are for sale in the museum store. So that's been another dimension. And that will continue obviously past the 23rd as well. So we wanted to extend it at least for the duration of the Fort Lauderdale Art and Design Week, but there still will be an Ardmore presence ongoing at WMODA.
Wonderful. All right. So for information about all of this, you've got two websites to go to, either the Fort Lauderdale Art and Design Week, FTLAW.com, or of course, the Wiener Museum of Decorative Arts at WMODA.com, where you can reserve tickets in advance. And what's the phone number again, Louise?
954-376-6690.
And when someone's calling to reserve their session, and pay for their ticket in advance? Should they ask for someone in particular?
No, whoever answers their call will be able to take all their details and take the credit card information, and everything will move on from there.
Okay. And we also have this up on our website at easy93.com. Well, I'm excited about starting the year off in style, first show of 2021. And I thank you for all you're doing, curator at WMOTA, Louise Irvin. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Lovely to speak to you again, Ellen.
It always is. Thank you, Louise.